I want to talk just briefly, because we don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to talk about a parable that Jesus gives. I'm doing this because, and for those of you getting it, don't get mad at me for saying this, but there has been some criticism about the work of the Gideons because they say, well, we find these New Testaments everywhere. People just take, well, like the gentleman who tore it up and put it at, you know, we find them in garbage cans, we find them everywhere, and it's just a waste of money to be doing this and to that. And, you know, and my response is, well, but what is it worth for that one individual who reads that book and comes to the Lord? And I think this parable really fits that. And I'm not going to go into great depth on this. I just want to share it with you because I think it fits in well with what's the work of the Gideons that Gideons are doing. And it's in Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 8. Jesus tells this parable. He says, when a large crowd was coming together, and those from the various cities were journeying to him, he spoke by the way of a parable. He said, the sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell on the side of the road, and it was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky soil, and as soon as it grew up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it out. Other seed fell into good soil, and it grew up and produced a crop, 100 times as great. As he said these things, he would call out, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the work of the Gideons and for their efforts in getting the word of God out to people all over the world. Father, I pray you bless their ministry and that through their ministry many would come to know you as Lord and Savior. Father, as we look at this passage of Scripture, this is really quite a hard passage of Scripture, but Lord, it tells the truth about the work that we do as missionaries for you. Help us to understand this truth and not become discouraged, but Lord, to persevere in our mission so that people will know who you are and come to be your servants. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This is one of the few parables that Jesus actually gives us he gives the meaning of it very clearly. And if we go down in Luke chapter 8 to verse 11, after his disciples said to him, Lord, what are you saying? What do you mean by this? So he explains the parable to them. And we're just going to go through the explanation. It's actually very good. Of course, Jesus said it. Of course, it's very good. It's very easy to understand what he's talking about here. Starting in verse 11, it says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Okay, so as we look at this parable, and you probably guessed it anyway, but the seed is the word of God. Well, these little Bibles the Bibles they put out, the little Bibles that they hand out, that is the Word of God. And so what they are doing is they're planting seeds. They're giving these out. This is a great time to do this sermon because what have you farmers just finally finished doing, or if you have finished doing it, or would like to finish doing it soon, is what? Planting seeds. And you know what's exciting? It's starting to get green out there. I get tired of brown. I have to tell you that. Really get tired of brown. Can't wait for white. But I don't like brown, and then I like the green after the white and brown. And anyway, so the seed's growing, and that's exciting. And but I have to tell you something. Unless the farmers go out and put the seed into the ground, we see no green. We don't see any green. It doesn't grow because the seed is not there. Now, as Jesus tells this parable, now, of course, today we have tremendously new and advanced farming techniques. But in the day that Jesus was speaking, farmers didn't have no-till drills. They didn't have great big John Deere or International or Cat tractors. They would plow their field with oxen, and they would turn the soil, and then they would have a bag, and they would have their seed in the bag, and they would just go out and they would throw it, you know, and probably because they wanted to do it quickly, they would take the wider, you know, and they would throw it all over. Well, not all the seed got to where it was supposed to go. And Jesus talks about here in verse 12, he says, there was seed that fell by the road. Those beside the road are those who have heard, and the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart so that they will not believe and be saved. Now, we've all seen, especially during harvest time, seed on the road. Haven't we? I live past the grain elevators out there. They're little trucks right out on my road. And, you know, they're kind of messy. And every once in a while, they spill seed out. And I don't know how that happens. But it's all over the road. And the sidewalk. And some gets into the, you know. And the thing that's interesting about the stuff that's on the road, I drive on that road, and you know what? I don't dodge the seed. I don't. I run over it. And if it gets run over by my car and the other couple hundred cars that go through there a day, it turns into a nice powder. And the other side of it is we have pigeons. A lot of pigeons. And they love it when they're filling trucks because the seed is on the ground, it's nice and browned up for them, so they don't even really have to work hard to digest it. And so they eat it, and it's gone. You know, it gets cleaned up. It's amazing how that works. But when the Gideons have that Bibles, and quite frankly, let's apply this to all of us. When we do the work of a missionary and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with someone, there are going to be people we share with that are going to be like seed that is on the side of the road. They're gonna maybe listen to you, and they may say, that's good, or in the case of the Gideon, oh, well, thank you, I'll take it, you know, and just as soon as they're out of sight or whatever, they'll toss it in the trash can, or they'll think, why did I take this? I don't know why I did this for, and stuff, they'll throw it out. That's life. There are people who are going to do that. A sad fact of life, and we see it in the Bible, it's not everyone who hears the word of the Lord is going to accept the word of the Lord. Not everyone is. But does that mean we stop trying? No, absolutely not. Then he comes to the second individual, and again, the soils represent people and their hearts. And it says in the second one, and those on the rocky soil are those who, when they hear and receive the word with joy, and they have, these have no firm roots. They believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. Now, in my same illustration, there are some seeds that do make it to the side of the road where I live. And they'll make it into this kind of a gravel parking lot. But a lot of them also make it into the railroad track, the little hole, you know, where the train thing goes. Anyway, a bunch of seeds will fall in there. You know, there's a hole beside the railroad track. You know, otherwise the track would... Just go to Last Street and look at the railroad track. You'll know what hole I'm talking to. It's the groove. It runs along the track. And it collects stuff, usually dirt. But anyway, so there is a little dirt in there. Seed falls in there. And when it rains, guess what happens? We have a beautiful green line growing along the railroad track. But you know, no one ever has harvested it. It doesn't last. It doesn't last. As soon as it stops raining, it dries up. It's gone. It's gone. And we are going to share with people who are going to seemingly grasp onto the gospel and be all excited about it, but they don't ever develop roots. And so when times get tough, they stop. They just disappear. That's a fact of life. That's going to happen. And then in verse 14, we read about another soil type, or anyway, it says, and seeds which fall among the thorns are those, are the ones that have heard, and as they go on their way, they are choked out by the worries and riches and pleasures of the life and bring no fruits to maturity. Well, you've all seen fields out there as you drive. You can't avoid seeing a field out there. And there's one particular one that you go through there and there's a patch of weeds there. They didn't even harvest it because the weeds were so thick that there really wasn't anything in there to harvest. See, there are people who will listen to what we have to say. They'll maybe take a Bible and they'll read it, but they don't truly grasp it or understand it. And instead of putting everything in God's camp, they still have things in the world. And they're like the person who is trying to serve God and trying to serve riches and mammon. And things just choke them out. They just die out. They get their eyes are focused on riches, on things, on power, on position, and they just never catch on to that. So we have four different types of soils. Three of them are not going to be productive. But then we come to verse 15, because it's a pretty depressing parable, unless you get to verse 15. But the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word of God in an honest and good heart and hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance. They're going to grow and produce fruit. The thing is, we don't know who those people are. When the Gideons give out, I'm sure, I wish they could read on their forehead, you know, roadside, rocky soil, weeds, you know, because they probably wouldn't give them a Bible if that was stamped on their forehead. But we don't like things stamped on our foreheads, you know. And then it would be great if we could see good soil stamped on people's heads. Wouldn't that make witnessing and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ so much easier if God would just put that on their heads so that we knew, you know, who and that was going to take the word and who wasn't going to take the word? But no, God doesn't do that. Because He wants us to share the gospel with everyone. He wants everyone to have the chance. That's why the Gideons give Bibles to whoever wants them. And they know that not every one of those Bibles is going to get used. They know that. But they do know that there are those Bibles from the stories that he read today, which are so encouraging, and that's one out of a million that they have by now. I really think the Gideons, you know, maybe Gideon International, they have a big sign saying, 16 billion Bibles served, you know, or something like that. Like McDonald's used to do, you know, until the number got too big and they stopped doing that. But just because it's really exciting, but what you said, 2.2 billion or something like that over the years? Wow. That is exciting. Now, does that mean there's 2 billion Christians out there? I wish there was. Jack wishes there was. All the Gideons wish there was. But no, there aren't. But there are a good number of Christians that have come from that ministry. Now, they can get discouraged by the amount of Bibles that don't have an effect on anyone. But if they did that and stopped, guess what? No more seed gets planted. No more crops get harvested. And it's the same way with us. We can be discouraged because, you know, well, we shared with our neighbor and they seem really open, but they just don't do it. So I guess I'll just give up. Well, you know, it's not for us to prepare the soil. God does that. That's why before we do our witnessing, we need to be in prayer. We need to be in prayer. I still remember Billy Graham saying, what is the one thing that he does before every single, when he used to do his crusades, of course he's with the Lord now, but when he used to just, he would spend I don't know how many hours in prayer for that 1 hour of him speaking at a crusade. Because it's God that prepares the soil. We don't. God prepares the soil. We plant the seed. And God makes the seed grow. So let's not be discouraged when we try and we don't see benefit from our actions. Let's not become discouraged if people turn us down. Let's not become discouraged if we see the little orange testaments in the garbage can or wherever you may see them. They end up in kind of unique places. In fact, when I was working as the stage hand at the school, there was a orange Gideon New Testament floating around there for I don't know how many years. I don't know what it was there for. I don't know how it got there. But it was there. And, you know, maybe someone's going to read it someday. I don't know. But we can't be discouraged because Jesus said, look at all these people who are following me, disciples. Guess what? They're probably not going to stay with me. They're probably not going to stay with me, especially when times get tough. But there are those who will, and those who will are going to produce tremendous fruit. And we need to remember that in our times of witnessing or ministering to people, is that not everyone is going to accept what we say. But there are people who will. We need to plant those seeds. There are those seeds that will grow, and they will produce 100-fold. And that's what we need to focus on, is spreading that seed, the good news of Jesus Christ, giving that out to people, and then letting God work and pray, knowing that not everyone's going to accept it, but there are those who will, and those will produce fruit. I'm going to leave with you a verse. I don't think it's a great verse to encourage us. When we talk about sharing the faith, and you know, again, I'm going to share this. Hopefully, this encourages Jack and Gerald, and I know Jerry, you've done that, and John, you've been out there, I'm sure. But listen to this verse, Romans 10, 14 and 15. Paul is actually quoting from the Old Testament, but he says, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? How will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things. See, our job is to bring good news. And in that, God is glorified. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time in your house. morning. Lord, help us to be faithful in bringing the good news of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to not be timid, not to stay in our comfort zone, but Lord, to get out and to share the good news of Jesus Christ, knowing, Lord, that not all are going to accept that. Father, we know that is your desire that they would, but Lord, we know that not all will. But Father, you are in charge of that. To us, you have given the work of planting the seed. Help us be faithful planters. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.